4770, Barnes at Cedar Hills.
4770, I got a service info. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so just a heads up to somebody. I was hoping there'd be a supervisor at Sunset, but there's not. There's a couple who had a pickup truck's worth load of stuff. Suitcases, strollers, bags of cans, you name it. And, you know, she's wanting me to put the ramp out, and she said, oh, the guy with me, he walked all the way down there, and he's coming back. And I said, well, we have to go. It's a minute, already a minute late. And so he wasn't back, so I shut the door and left, and she just put her hands up and like, okay. And sure enough, he was way down somewhere else. So just a heads up, there's like a lot of stuff. I know people do that sometimes, but there's a lot of stuff.
I copy, yeah. I mean, if they're not at the bus stop and ready to go when you are, then there's not much you can do for them. But I can get a supervisor to try and swing over there and talk to them.
Okay, well, funny thing, not really the same thing, but as I was coming up on Cornell, coming toward Sunset at Stuckey, there was a man who wasn't paying any attention to me sitting on the bench, and I was at the stoplight, and I noticed there was just stuff, like trash, all around him, in the street, leaning up against the curb, a big bag. And when he finally saw me, I was already across the intersection, and then he jumps up and tries to gather all his stuff, and he's got food out on the bench, and all the, and it's like, how long am I supposed to wait for you to gather all that up? And the bag is open, everything, and so I just left him there.
Hi, copy. Well, this is on a recorded line, so if anything comes of it, you can reference it. Yeah, just do your best out there.
I'm almost done for the day, so thank you.
Hi, copy. Well, we greatly appreciate you being out there, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening. At 2117.